It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
This story got our attention when it came across our screen that the Boy Scouts of America could potentially file for bankruptcy protection. The chief scout executive of the BSA, Michael Serbaugh, said, "We have an important duty and an incredible opportunity to focus as an organization on keeping children safe, supported, and protected, and preparing youth for their futures." The statement issued by the Boy Scouts of America acknowledged the legal costs related to the lawsuits alleging inappropriate conduct with boys. When you see a story like this, you wonder, what in the world could they be thinking? Why do they think they could possibly get away with something like this? A 49-year-old woman at Leavenworth, Kansas, entered a guilty plea this week to one count of theft by a bank employee. In her plea, she admitted she embezzled $13,000 from the Mutual Savings Association in Leavenworth. And to cover up the crime, she made false entries in bank reports. From This Week in Agribusiness, the board of the Farm Credit Administration yesterday received their quarterly report on the economic issues affecting agriculture. That report indicated the USDA has forecast for this year an 8% drop in net cash farm income. And although favorable economic conditions continue to support the domestic and foreign demand for agriculture products, the increasing production costs have cut into the net income levels. And trade policy, the board noted, remains unsettled, especially with the all-important China market, adding price uncertainty for producers. Have you ever looked down at the roadway as you've been traveling along the road, noticing what kind of condition it's in? The American Society of Civil Engineers reports that about 1 out of every 5 miles of highway pavement is in poor condition across the United States. 1 out of every 5. At Purdue University, with the help of soybean producers, though, they have developed some new sealant technology to protect and prolong the life of new and existing concrete to make for a smoother ride for travelers. And it's a bio-based sealant derived from soybeans. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.